The Pokemon anime has been around for over 25 years, and like any long-running anime, there are bound to be a lot of retcons. Things like Ash never aging, even though people around him do, or beloved forms like Ash Greninja practically being erased from the franchise's history. There are a lot of retcons, which causes a lot of inconsistencies, especially if you watch the original season, so I wanted to go over a bunch of them, starting off with the existence of baby Pokemon. Around the time the first season of the Pokemon anime came out, baby Pokemon as we know today did not exist. So whenever the show wanted to indicate a Pokemon was a baby, even though it didn't have a miniature form, it just made the Pokemon really small and have a higher pitched voice. This on its own isn't a problem and still holds up today for a lot of Pokemon that are in their first stage. But for other Pokemon like Pikachu, it makes absolutely zero sense because there's this episode where Ash and his friends are traveling through the forest and they end up encountering a group of Pikachus. At first they were scared of Ash and Pikachu, but then they ended up becoming really good friends and Pikachu bonded really well with a baby Pikachu. This baby looked up to Ash's Pikachu like a role model, and at the time of the episode there was no issue with it, but now with the existence of Pichu, it would make more sense for a tribe of Pikachus traveling around to have their babies actually be Pichus instead of just miniature Pikachus. The existence of Pichu actually plays into our next retcon being the reason why Pikachu doesn't want to evolve. Since the general understanding on why Pikachu wants to stay the lovable form he is and not turn into a Raichu was because after his fight with Lieutenant Surge and his Raichu, he wanted to become strong and win as a Pikachu without using evolution. Now, while this is technically still true today, a retcon doesn't have to be an inconsistency or a plot hole within the series. It can also just be something that changes our general understanding on a plot point, and in the first episode of Pokemon Journeys, we end up learning that Ash's Pikachu was originally a Pichu, a part of a family of Kangaskhans, but it felt like a burden within this family and had to separate away from them, which caused him to evolve into Pikachu. This does add more context on the emotional weight Pikachu associates with evolution, but surprisingly, the biggest plot hole that is created from this entire flashback, which plagues the entire Pokemon anime, is the concept of Pokemon populations. Whenever Ash in later seasons goes to the Kanto region, there are a bunch of Pokemon spawning there that didn't exist there in his original run. This is because Pokemon like Clefable and Pichu were introduced later, but technically originates in the Kanto region. This is something that you can't fault the anime for, since it's unavoidable and this franchise is always expanding with adding new Pokemon, but technically in universe, these Pokemon should have been in the Kanto region in the original Indigo anime. Even the classification and understanding of some Kanto Pokemon were flat out wrong, like the anime trying to portray Arcanine as a legendary Pokemon, since in early episodes he was paired alongside the legendary birds in some paintings. Even Pokemon like Dragonite were referred with the title of legend or legendary, but nowadays they don't throw around that term very loosely, since it does hold a lot more weight. A funny mistake the early anime seems to have is saying that ghost type Pokemon are weak to psychic types, when in reality, they hit psychic types for super effective. The reason why this was said is because technically at the time, the only ghost types in the game were the Ghastly, Haunter, and Gengar line, and they are all dual types with poison, which actually gives it a psychic weakness, so technically the anime was correct, but now they fully fixed it so that there is no confusion. The next retcon, which was rather confusing for a while, was the use of Charmanders and the fire on the back of their tail. Brock states clearly that if the fire on a Charmander's tail goes out, it will die. And the implication seemed that if the rain got on the Charmander's tail, it was going to die, since the abandoned Charmander was using a leaf to cover its tail so the fire doesn't go out due to the rain. This had some people thinking that if a Charmander's tail was dumped in water, it would die due to the fire going out, but the new explanation is that the fire on Charmander's tail isn't really a regular fire, but more of a life force manifestation on how well the Pokemon's doing. So if the fire is bright, that means your Charmander is a-okay and really healthy. But if the fire is going out and getting really dim, it means that its health is currently in jeopardy. Even in the latest Pokemon games, they make it really clear because Charmander's Pokédex entry specifically states that its fire will not go out even if it gets wet. Also, with this new explanation, it makes Ash's Charmander's life even sadder because even though we already knew he was on the verge of death, now we know that this Pokemon was sick and starving as well. The next inconsistency see in the Pokemon anime I found was real life locations being mentioned. It is mentioned that the Pokemon Mew was discovered in South America. Lieutenant Surge refers to himself as an American, and Meowth's backstory literally takes place in him roaming the streets of Hollywood. Even Ash and his friends end up going to Hollywood as well.
Made it! We're here!
In Hollywood!
Is this where the premiere is? I don't believe it. What a...
There are a few more times in the early seasons where real-life locations are just name-dropped, but later on, they do not do this anymore, because at the time, the Pokemon universe actually did have some similarities within the real world. Even the original games mentioned them, but as the franchise carried on, it has completely separated itself from us, and it's now all in its own mythical universe, which I think is for the better. The next retcon in the Pokemon anime is on how the 6 Pokemon per trainer rule works. In the original series, when Ash is battling a Krabby and he eventually ends up capturing it, he has more than 6 Pokemon in his party, so the Pokeball instantly gets warped to the PC so Ash can go access his Pokemon at the Pokemon Center. Now, for the longest time, this seemed to be the standard protocol on how it works, but in the Pokemon Black and White anime, when Ash catches Palpitoad, he has more than 6 Pokemon, and instead of the Pokeball instantly getting transported, the Pokeball just locks and sits there. Ash can't access Palpitoad until he fully clears out his party and the Pokeball will unlock. So now there's some sort of locking mechanism on the Pokeballs in the modern day, which won't even let you handle a Pokeball if you have more than 6 in your inventory. Which I guess is a nothing burger change. It doesn't really change much, but it is still interesting that they changed this system at all. And speaking of things that change, the biggest retcon change that is dear to my heart in the Pokemon anime is the existence of Fat Pikachu. Now, you may be thinking that I'm not being serious and just memeing around, which is partly true, but in reality, Fat Pikachu is actually a retcon. In the earlier episodes, Pikachu is a little chubbier and has this cute, rounded look, which a lot of people seem to enjoy, but later on in the anime, they ended up redesigning him and slimmed him down a bit, which could just be explained of him just losing weight over time, I guess. But from time to time in the later series, when they do flashbacks in the Pokemon anime of older scenes, Pikachu has his modern look in these flashbacks, which we as a community cannot stand for. They are retroactively trying to erase the existence of chubby Pikachu. So please subscribe, because one sub equals one remembrance of this Pokemon. Jokes aside though, the Pokemon anime has actually erased the existence of a Pokemon, and it is one of the most beloved Pokemon, Ash Greninja. This is an exclusive battle bond form these two had, and it was super sick. Anytime this green lizard was on screen, the animation went crazy, and everybody loves Ash Greninja and even got put in the Pokemon games. The explanation for this form existing is that Ash and Greninja had such a great bond. It was the first time this form appeared in a bunch of years, which we all were fine with, but by the end of the Pokemon X, Y, and Z series, Ash had to release Greninja for the most mediocre reason of all time, so that Greninja could go off and be a gardener with Zygarde. We all thought the next time we see Greninja in the Pokemon anime, we'll end up seeing the Ash Greninja form as well. And when Ash goes back to the Kalos region and sees Greninja, he's there alright, and they do still have their special connection, but they don't transform with their battle bond transformation. This form isn't mentioned at all, and to make things even worse, in flashbacks in Pokemon Journey of Ash and Greninja's Kalos adventure, they completely ignored the existence of this battle bond transformation. Even when Ash sees Alon, they don't even mention this form at all. And if you are still in denial that this form isn't retconned out of the franchise, in the Pokemon games, when Greninja came back, if he has the battle bond ability, he doesn't transform anymore. He just gets stat boosts. This, in my opinion, has to be one of the worst retcons of all time, because there was no reason to write it out of the story. We had a perfectly good explanation on why this form existed, and the only reason why I can think they didn't want to add it back is because they didn't want to code it in for a future game or something. I don't know. Or maybe they retconned Ash Greninja because Greninja is going to get an actual Mega Evolution in Legend ZA. A small retcon the early Pokemon anime had was the existence of animals, where Ash and Brock would end up putting on cow outfits, or they would end up seeing fish at the aquarium, or other small animals that exist in our real world, but nowadays they don't play around with the idea of animals anymore. part because Pokemon are supposed to be the representation of animals. The final and most massive retcon has to be Ash's age. We all know that he's 10 years old forever. This is a common meme, but the reason why I say it is a retcon is due to the passage of time within the Pokemon anime seriously not making sense. Even if we were to assume Ash did his entire journey in a few months, there are episodes that are definitive holidays, like the Christmas episodes happening pretty early on in Ash's journey, and he continues to experience a lot more seasons and a lot more winters throughout his journey. Also, the fact when he meets Professor Kukui, he doesn't have a kid, but by the time he meets him again in Pokemon Journeys, they have a baby, and it's not even a newborn. This thing is at least 5 to 6 months old, and Ash was in Alola before this thing was presumably conceived, so at least a year and a half passed by. But if we start going down the Ash age rabbit hole, we're all going to get headaches. So the anime is just comfortable with saying Ash is 10 years old, even though it would just be a lot better if they just left his age up to interpretation in the air around like 12 to 13 years old. There are a few retcons that I probably missed, and the retcon on Pikachu's power level is one I definitely avoided because this video would be like an hour long. But if you were ever wondering what it would be like if a Pokemon franchise had a consistent story with little retcons, click the video on your screen because I covered the entire Pokemon manga and it is legitimately a banger. Trust me, you won't regret it, and I'll catch you all next time.